This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
Welcome to America's Auto Enthusiast Program. This is Auto World. And now, here's your host, Bob Long.
Hey, everybody. Thank you very much for joining me here for this hour of Auto World. We're going to be joined momentarily by one of our regular contributors. We're going to be talking about new cars and some recent test drives and talk about some vintage stuff as well. And Tom Appel is the man himself, and he not only does a great job in overseeing Consumer Guide Automotive, but also the daily blog, which is the Daily Drive, and does a lot of humorous pieces along with serious pieces as well. There's one he has up right now, Historically Helpful, a car care quiz from 1959. We'll have to dive into that. But meanwhile, let's go to the Windy City of Chicago and bring forth the publisher of Consumer Guide Automotive. It's the one and only Mr. Tom Appel. Tom, how you doing?
I'm good. How are you?
Not too bad, thank you. Is it true, I probably have asked you this before, is Chicago indeed the windiest city, or is that just a nickname that stuck?
It's funny. Chicago is fairly windy. We get a lot of strange jet stream patterns here that come because we're right at the bottom of the lake, which affects how the weather patterns travel over the Midwest. However, the name Windy City actually comes from what was the perceived to be the bluster of the city council around the turn of the century. the city councilmen were so quote-unquote windy that the name just stuck.
Isn't that interesting? I bet you we just taught a whole slew of people something that they did not know. Now I know that now. That's great. Thanks for telling me, Tom. Let's go for a test drive, and let's go for a ride in a wagon, but don't dare call it a wagon. It's the 2018 Volkswagen Golf All-Track, and I don't know about you. You can call this a sport utility. You can call it a crossover. You can call it what you want, but I call it a wagon.
Yeah, and it is. It is a station wagon, and in fact, it's just a variation of the Golf Sport Wagon. And I don't mean to dismiss it, because this is actually a wonderful little vehicle. For people who don't know, it is a wagon version of the Golf that has been dressed up to look a little bit like a crossover. So it picks up an inch of ride height, more aggressive wheels and tires, some cladding to make it look a little bit more like a truck. But the result is that you just have a very nicely dressed up Volkswagen Golf wagon, which is essentially a very nice vehicle. We've never had a chance to plow through the snow in one of these, but I suspect it does very well. But in terms of market position, it falls somewhere between Subaru's Outback wagon and the Crosstrek, the little Impreza-based wagon. And I think that there's probably sales to be had there as consumers continue to shun traditional cars and traditional wagons. Things that look a little bit more like a crossover are likely to do a little bit better in the marketplace.
And as far as the Consumer Guide report card, lots of B's and A's. So that's a very good room and comfort. B, power and convenience. B, fit and finish. An A minus. Fuel economy, a B plus. And value, a B. And for the big and tall guys, an 8 for big guys and an 8 for tall guys. Those are great scores.
Yeah, this is a nice vehicle overall. We were always very fond of the Sport Wagon. Volkswagen had been kind enough to lend us a car back when the Sport Wagon was new, which I think was 2017, but it was a very base vehicle with a manual transmission that listed for around $21,000, and it was hard not to see the value in this car. It was fun to drive. It got good mileage. It had wagon functionality. So though the The Crosstrek here, a little bit more expensive. I'm sorry, the Alltrack, forgive me. A little bit more expensive. Still has all of that goodness, plus a nicer interior and a bunch of other options. It's really an appealing vehicle.
Definitely. And I said 8 for the big and tall guys. It's B, of course.
Yes, B and B, yes.
I had number 8 on the brain. Used to be the number of one of my baseball heroes, Carl Yastrzemski from the Boston Red Sox. So we'll give him a shout out. I know he's still alive and spending a lot of time here in Florida. Let's talk about some other stories, including this is a really cool little piece that you put together about a quiz from 1959. What got you started on this one, Tom?
Oh, it was a guy named Jeff who's 2 doors down from me at the office. He was digging around in his aunt's basement one day, and he came across this delightful little booklet. And it turned out that this booklet had actually come from Allstate back in what we figure is 1959. There isn't a date on the book, but the cover art, which is actually the tail end of a wagon and a family packing to go on a long trip, looks a little bit like a composite sketch of what might have been a vehicle from 59, possibly 1960. But the book was called Money-Saving Facts for the Car Owner, and it was distributed by Allstate to policyholders back in the day, and it was just filled with what they considered to be helpful facts. And the beauty of this book is that I think it was just, you know, a good-natured, prepared book for customers that now is just so wonderfully dated, and it's filled with tips that no one would ever possibly consider now.
What is some of your favorite little tips? It's set up in a true or false format, but there's a lot of good ones on here.
Yeah, there's a couple. You know, a couple of these are timeless. There's a question here about whether or not you should allow a car to idle before you take off. So that's a good one. But there's one here, and I don't think any consumer has thought about this in years. Whether or not it's okay to drive a car with worn-out shock absorbers to save money. It's wonderful simply because, one, I don't think any consumer has thought about shock absorbers in a long time, and most cars don't have shock absorbers now anyway.
That is very true.
And this is a great question, and I wouldn't even know the answer to this question. The car should be put in the garage when you are through driving, not left outdoors and put away after the engine has cooled. I have no idea where that question is going, and I have no there was a time you might have not wanted your engine to cool off too quickly. I've never heard such a thing.
No, I've never heard that one before either. Jeez, it's like a pet. All of a sudden, your car, you got to take it out for a walk and then put it in the garage. Yeah, very good. And you can check it out, the complete article, and some great old graphics. The Economy Quiz for Car Owners. And a lot of the items on there, like not accelerating too fast and letting off the gas as you coast up to a light rather than going up to the light and slamming on the brakes. I mean, they're still 100% good today as they were back in 1959. Let's check out some other vehicles that you have been driving in recent times. And you've had a few interesting ones. Another one that's been beckoning me to ask about is, because I have not, normally I go to all the FCA vehicle launches, but since I've been sick, I haven't. And I have not had the opportunity to drive the new Wrangler. You had a 2018 Jeep Wrangler Unlimited Sahara model. And this is the all-new Jeep, right?
This is the all-new Jeep, yeah. This is it's like a new Pope almost. It's such a big deal. But they have finally completely redesigned from ground up the Jeep Wrangler, and it is meant to be a more efficient vehicle that still feels and looks like the old vehicle. And in a nutshell, I'm going to say that they hit the mark on this one.
I want to hear more on the other. And all I can imagine is the smoke rising out of Ralph Gill's chimney when it's done. All right, we'll take a pit stop and then more with Tom Appel.
Two lips touching together. You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
The J.C. Whitney Adventure 2018 Tour is traveling the country and visiting Jeep and truck events near you. And to honor veterans, active military, and first responders, J.C. Whitney is giving away the Adventure 18, Ram 1500 4x4, and other great prizes in the Pay It Forward sweepstakes. Visit blog.jcwhitney.com for details and enter today. Don't forget to use coupon code BOBADVENTURE18 for 20% off your next purchase at jcwhitney.com.
Happy the rescue dog. He was missing hair, stinky, scabby, but I have a vet that I trust, and she recommended Dynovite.
Order a 90-day supply of Dynovite for your dog this week.
We'll send you a bottle of Super Mega fish oil free.
Packed with omega-3, DHA, and EPA fatty acids.
Super Mega is great for your dog's immune system, healthy skin, and soft, shiny fur.
Try Super Omega fish oil.
Free this week at Dynovite.com.
Dinovite.com.
Hi, I'm Dr. Bill Deagle, MD, AAEM, ACAM, A4M, of NutraMedical.com, and a consultant providing email advice free on advanced protocols for your optimized wellness and advanced technologies to heal and regenerate you. You can contact us at NutraMedical.com, that's NutriMedical.com, or 888-212-8871. You get free email starter protocols of our top medical-grade nutraceuticals, initial testing, and recommendations for your own primary doctor to do, as well as recommendations to give you an idea of a consultation and a full protocol to try to help you regenerate your tissues, heal naturally without the use of toxic polypharmacy. I can send test kits to you as well anywhere in the world and provide you recommendations for referral of specialty clinics worldwide. So contact me, Dr. Bill Deagle, at NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com or 888-212-8871.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body Brain and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Get the ultimate knife at an ultimate price. The Fox Karambit Knife. Finally available in the U.S. The Fox Karambit Knife opens with one hand, faster than you can pull a handgun. For utility, for defense, and for way less than other knives of this caliber. Go to TheUltimateKnife.com. Truly the best knife you will ever own. And only available at TheUltimateKnife.com. Use promo code radio at checkout for free shipping. Get the ultimate knife at the ultimate price at TheUltimateKnife.com.
Giving your radio a broadcasted tune-up. This is Auto World, and your host, Bob Long.
Go ahead, jump inside. We're taking this one for a ride. It's the 2018 Jeep Wrangler Unlimited Sahara Edition. We've got Tom Appel, publisher of Consumer Guide Automotive. He and his team have had an opportunity to fully evaluate this vehicle. And as I mentioned, I haven't seen one of these in person yet, but I've been looking at some of the photography, and I can see that they have been very, very conservative in its styling enhancements, just minor things like the placement of the parking lights, turn signal in the front fender. It looks a lot squarer. That's the only thing that I noticed. Almost taking a page from a vehicle that a number of journalists love. Personally, I don't like it at all, and that's the Volkswagen G-Wagon. Do you like that vehicle, Tom?
The G-Wagon is such an interesting vehicle, and I think that some of the mystique of the Mercedes-Benz G-Wagon is lost now that I don't think it's an active military use anymore. It's been redesigned to look like the old one, but it's been updated now, and I don't know how much I really like it. I've driven a couple of them. I know that their reputation is to be just incredibly capable off-road. They're very unpleasant in town, and if you think you're going to get a Mercedes-Benz driving experience from one, you're very wrong.
Very well said. Let's talk about the Jeep driving experience. One of the goals that I know that they had for this vehicle was, number one, we don't want to alienate any of our vast numbers of fans around the world. And number two, we want to update the interior, and we want to keep it kind of old school, but at the same time, they wanted to make it more modern. And from a quick look here in pictures, it looks like they've achieved all those things.
Yeah, it's an interesting update. One of the things that they were looking for was to make the vehicle a little bit lighter, and there had been discussions that the vehicle would be fully aluminum, or at least aluminum skinned, when it came out for 2018, and that's not the case. There are aluminum parts, but the vehicle is lighter. The other thing that they were hoping to do successfully was to make the vehicle more aerodynamic without in any way compromising the classic look of the vehicle, because this vehicle is all about its sort of iconic Jeep roots, and this needs to be the vehicle that all Jeeps look like. And if you look at the grille, you can see that it's canted slightly, and that the windshield is bowed a little more than it used to be, but otherwise this still looks exactly like the old version of the vehicle, and I think that's exactly what customers want. In terms of fuel economy, the Pentastar 3.6 liter V6 carries over. It's attached to an 8-speed automatic transmission now. And that's not the big technological update for this year. There will be a turbocharged four-cylinder model that I don't think anyone in the media has tested yet. But that said, the fuel economy that we saw, we got very close to 20 miles per gallon, which, you know, for a smallish crossover is not good news, but for a Jeep Wrangler is fantastic news, because we used to see mileage more in the 15 to 16 miles per gallon range. So it seems like they've accomplished their goal of improving fuel economy. Inside the vehicle, it no longer feels like something you can hose out. The cabin materials are a little bit nicer. It feels a little bit roomier in terms of shoulder room, but it is a very familiar experience. I think they did everything that they wanted to make a little bit better, they made a little bit better, and it still feels like what a Jeep should feel like.
Taking a look at the base price, $37,345, not including an $1,195 destination charge. And then you start clicking a few of the options. Boy, that 8-speed automatic is $2,000. That's quite a bit. Prices tested $52,235. That's kind of getting up there a little bit, but I know they'll sell every one that they make.
Well, that's the thing. This has been such a strong profit center for FCA. They sell everything they can make, and then they need to be very careful with that formula. And as you mentioned, yeah, the prices are, they seem reasonable when you start, but you can load one of these things up, and when they add the turbocharged model, that'll be probably a little bit even more money.
Wow. And if you're a Jeep owner right now and are curious about the all-new model, go to the Daily Drive, the blog at consumerguide.com, and you can read all about it. How did it do in the big and tall guy, C-plus across the board. So not as roomy inside as one would expect, but nevertheless, it never was an extremely roomy vehicle to begin with.
No, no, and not really about comfort either. This is, again, if you get a version where you can pull the top off of it, you don't even need to worry about headroom.
Very good. And thanks very much for your input on the Mercedes G-Wagon, which was originally commissioned, here I am full of useless automotive information, by the now deceased Shah of Iran as a military vehicle in the late 70s. So that's where it was originally meant for. It was meant to be part of an army vehicle for the then Iranian army under the reign of the Shah before the Ayatollahs got in there and did a few funky moves. But it's interesting that I remember when it was not for sale in this country, the G-Wagon, and there was some company in like New Mexico that was importing them, and you know, and doing like $40,000 or $50,000 worth of modifications for safety standards and other things, and those things were selling like hotcakes. It just makes no sense.
I remember that company, and I want to say it was somewhere in Arizona, perhaps. And yeah, they were selling six-cylinder versions of these things for $110,000 or $120,000 in the U.S. And yeah, they were selling every one of them that they could convert.
Yeah, I know. And there's a female journalist out there, I won't say her name, and she gets to drive everything, including some of the priciest sports cars in the world, but this is her favorite vehicle, and I really have got to get her on the air and say, why? That's all I can say is why. Let's talk about a Range Rover for 2018. This is the HSE model, but the thing that really makes this one different as the world turns away to electrification and away from diesel, this in fact is a diesel and one of the wonderful diesels that are available right now.
Yeah, this is sort of the saddest story in the diesel book I can think of. It is how darn good this diesel engine is. The Land Rover Range Rover family of vehicles is now available with two different diesel engines. One is a 3-liter V6 and the other is a 2-liter, and they're both turbocharged and they're both absolutely excellent. And the Range Rover comes with this wonderful 3-liter that just makes this vehicle really a fuel efficient while asking nothing in trade.
Wow, we'll talk more on the other side. This is Auto World, don't go away.
Don't be confused. The way is clear.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey purified water. The Berkey guy provides the lowest priced filtration systems in every size. For incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency, get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
You have been lied to, generation after generation, time after time after time.
If you follow the money, then you understand why America's in the condition it's in.
Now, you created the Star Reserve in 1913 through lies. You create 9/11. Through 9/11, you're fighting a war on terror. And now all of a sudden you go into Iraq, which was another lie.
This book will open people's eyes. Order now at KillingUncleSamBook.com. KillingUncleSamBook.com.
USA Radio News, I'm Rick Vincent. President Donald Trump spoke with Jeff Glor on CBS Evening News about his upcoming meeting with Russian President Vladimir Putin.
Nothing bad's going to come out of it, and maybe some good will come out. But I go in with low expectations. I'm not going in with high expectations. I can't tell you what's going to happen, but I can tell you what I'll be asking for, and we'll see if something comes of it.
The meeting comes after the indictment of a dozen Russians for allegedly trying to interfere with the 2016 presidential election. Trump says he's heard that the Russians tried to hack the Republicans as well
as the Democrats, but that the Republicans had better defenses. In an exclusive interview with NBC's Meet the Press, Alaska Senator Dan Sullivan tells Chuck Todd that the administration has taken steps to push back against Russia by increasing defense spending and raising energy output.
This administration has given lethal weapons, the Javelin anti-tank system, to Ukraine. President Obama never did that.
You're listening to USA Radio News.
There's no question you need omega-3s. But which form should you take? Fish oil or krill oil? Scientists have debated this for years. Luckily, there's a new solution to satisfy everyone. It's called Krill Omega 50 Plus. It combines ultra-pure fish oil and joint-soothing krill oil together in just one tiny pill. It's so powerful, it can promote the health of your heart and your arteries. And if that wasn't enough, it can also boost your joint comfort in just days. We're so sure Krill Omega 50 Plus will work for you. We'll even send you a free bottle to put to the test. The debate is over. It's not fish oil or krill oil. It's both. And now it's free. Just pay $4.95 for shipping and claim your free bottle. Call now. 1-800-399-6392. 1-800-399-6392. That's 1-800-399-6392.
Policies issued by American General Life Insurance Company, Houston, Texas. Not available in all states. For details, visit AIGdirect.com.
Do you have a family? Would you like to help make sure they'll be taken care of if anything were to happen to you? If you answered yes, you probably need life insurance. Now, do you think life insurance is expensive? If you answered yes to that, too, you definitely need to give AIG Direct a call. We could find you a $250,000 policy for just $14 a month, which means you could save hundreds of dollars a year. Call us now for a free, no-obligation quote. 1-800-910-5936. Since 1995, we've helped millions of people find out if they could save up to 70% on their term life insurance. See how affordably we can help you protect your family. Call AIG Direct now for your free quote. 1-800-910-5936. You could save up to 70%. That's 1-800-910-5936. 1-800-910-5936.
Hi, this is Jay Leno, and you're listening to Auto World with Bob Long.
Well, watch out, man. How you drive that Cadillac there? I'm telling you.
Consumer Guide Automotive is telling us all about his recent experience with the 2018 Range Rover HSE TD6. And, of course, it's a Land Rover Range Rover, as they like us to say these days. And certainly these vehicles have become quite popular. They've had hit after hit on the Range Rover, Land Rover side of the fence. And this sounds like a very intriguing one. So two turbocharged diesel power plants. And I always remind, for those that haven't driven one of these modern-day diesels, it's a whole new ballgame.
Yeah, this is probably one of the most transparently diesel engines I've experienced. And, you know, Mercedes-Benz and Audi and BMW build great diesel engines, or did, as they're not really widely available anymore. But this one might be the smoothest I've ever driven, and no passenger who got into this vehicle was aware that it was a diesel. The point in time when you normally hear the diesel clatter, which is early in the acceleration, it's just not there. Otherwise, this engine is incredibly smooth. It's typical of diesel engines. It's about 250 horsepower, but 440 pound-feet of torque. So there's enormous power down low that helps launch this vehicle smoothly. Other than the engine, this is very much a Range Rover, which means that it is a roomy, posh, very comfortable, very compliant riding vehicle. Yes, it's really expensive. It comes to about $105,000, but that's where these things are these days. And if you're in that market, this is not a bad way to go.
No, definitely not. If you're in this market, lucky you, and this vehicle will more than do the task for you, because they are extremely comfortable vehicles. I have an ex-professional football player friend, and that's all he can drive. This is his favorite vehicle, the Range Rovers, because they are roomy and they're just well-built, well-engineered vehicles.
and they look the part too. They just look high-endy and classy. I love the styling, actually.
No wonder my friend, the former professional football player, likes it in the big and comfort department. You gave this vehicle an A for big guys and an A for tall guys, and he is both, so... lots of other goodies on this. That Meridian sound system is a really nice system. And
it is. 20-way
heated cooled front seats and heated cooled rear seats with recline, $610. Well, if you're lucky enough to be in this price range, reward yourself with one of these, because especially if you live in four season or ice-covered, snow-covered states part of the year, this makes for a great commute vehicle. And my ex-professional football player friend lives in Detroit. So there you go. No wonder he picked this vehicle. Let's see what else we've got cooking here in the land of recent test drives. You guys have had just so many vehicles, including this is an interesting one, the 2018 Cadillac XTS Platinum V-Sport all-wheel drive. So they're injecting a little bit of sport into this XTS, and it definitely, styling-wise, looks a whole lot better.
It really does, yeah. The XTS is such an interesting vehicle for Cadillac, because Cadillac makes very little effort to promote this vehicle. They're busy pushing their crossovers and their more expensive and more modern sedans, the CT6 being their new premium sedan. But the XTS just sort of soldiers on, and this vehicle is sort of the heir apparent of the DeVille legacy. It is the large, more affordable version of the sedan that Cadillac offers, and it is big, it is roomy, it is nicely finished inside, it rides well. In base forms, it's not especially sporty, but in V-Sport form, it actually makes a pretty compelling case. The V-Sport is filled with the 3.6-liter V6 in twin turbocharged form, and it really makes this car move out. One of the craziest things about this is actually Cadillac's best-selling car right now. And the only thing that outsells it, I believe, is the XT5 crossover.
Wow.
And it's actually slated to disappear in a few years, but there's a case for it. And this is also the vehicle that limo drivers really like. So you often see these in use as limousines around airports.
It's a front-wheel drive platform, but of course available with all-wheel drive. And
yeah,
you're right. You know, why should they get rid of this one? I mean, it's my understanding that the CTS in second generation form hasn't sold that well, despite being quite a striking vehicle. And of course, if you're lucky enough to get the high-end STSV with the Corvette Z06 engine, that's just a dream of a vehicle. But of course, it's got a mighty hefty price tag. So Cadillac should take a page from Jeep and hold on to some of those traditional buyers. It's funny, I was at a used car dealership the other day, and parked out front for sale was one of the last big Cadillac sedan DeVilles with a half vinyl roof. And I said, you know, what a perfect vehicle for George Costanza's, you know, mother and father. That would be the perfect one, because at one point there on Seinfeld, they moved to Florida, and I don't think they got a vehicle like that, but that would have been perfect. Lately, you've had an opportunity to take a quick spin in a new limited edition of the 2018 Fiat 124 Spider. Tell us about this particular vehicle.
Yeah, this is the Classica version, which I believe is the least expensive version of the 124 Spider. Had this through the office again. Always great to see this vehicle. We had it in perfect perfect conditions. You know, the sun was out. The conditions were good. So our guys had a chance to take this thing out with the roof down. And again, for people who don't know, this vehicle is mechanically very similar to the Mazda MX-5 Miata, with one key difference. Miata does tune the suspension differently, and they supply their own engine. So instead of the Miata's engine, which just got a power boost for 2019, by the way, the Miata's going to go up in power, the Fiat uses a small turbocharged engine. And there's not a lot to dislike here. If you fit in this vehicle, which I do not, and if you have room in your garage for a convertible and you have the money to buy a new one, this is just a great little weekend car. There's not much to dislike here. And if you have any concerns about buying a Fiat, well, this isn't a Fiat. This is actually a Mazda. It just has Fiat styling and a Fiat engine. There's just wonderful discussions that you can find online about the benefits of both vehicles and whether people prefer the Mazda engine or the Fiat engine. And the Fiat engine's a little bit torquier, but the Mazda engine's a little bit more responsive down low. These are great arguments, but regardless of which way to go, the Fiat is all sorts of fun for the money.
Yeah, no question about it. You've got a great story up here from your sister publication, Collectible Automobile, and I love when you do these future collectibles. And one of the ones that you're putting the word out there is the 2016 to 2018 Volkswagen Beetle Dune model, which you can get in either coupe or cabriolet form. Those were some pretty big wheels on the Beetle, and stylistically they did it right.
Yeah, the Dune is such an interesting vehicle. There's no actual off-road capability to this vehicle, though there is an elevated ride height to sort of give it that stance of an old dune buggy. But what you do get are unique colors, a stripe package, unique trim, and just a very unique look. And it's a wonderful heritage acknowledgement of the dune buggies of yore.
Absolutely. Check it out at consumerguide.com. This is Auto World. Don't go away.
For listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
Folks, this is Bob Long, host of Auto World Radio, with great news. We have a new sponsor, Dan Watson, who distributes AMSOIL throughout the USA and Canada. Dan is one of AMSOIL's largest distributors. He's a former U.S. Navy nuclear specialist and a certified lubrication specialist with 25-plus years of experience. You can listen to Dan every Sunday evening live at 6 p.m. Eastern Time here on GCNLive.com. Get all of your questions answered and ensure you get the best lubrication for your car, truck, boat, or really anything that moves. In 1972, AMSOIL pioneered synthetic lubrication, and AMSOIL continues to provide the best lubrication money can buy. Get the best advice for the best results. Contact Dan at thelubepage.com. That's thelubepage.com. Or call 800-370-2986. That's 800-370-2986.
With uncertain times in the United States, it's only prudent to consider storing precious metals in a safe place outside our borders. And Miles Franklin, we have done just that for you. Partnered with the most respected storage company in the industry, Miles Franklin is proud to offer the only fully insured private safe deposit box program in North America, held in Vancouver and Toronto. Send us your previously purchased precious metals or have one of our brokers help you purchase something new. Questions? Please call one of our experienced brokers at 866-485-4346. Solid foundational storage, partnered with the most respected name in security. Maintaining an A+ Better Business Bureau rating and residing in Minnesota, the only state in America that regulates the precious metals industry, making doing business in precious metals with Miles Franklin the safest choice. Call us at 866-485-4346. Again, that's 866-485-4346. Miles Franklin Limited, a name you can trust.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Hey everyone, Proactive MD has an incredible offer for our radio listeners only. Stay tuned for our exclusive offer that includes a free charcoal pore cleansing brush and free shipping. Proactive MD with prescription strength adapalene can heal and prevent future breakouts. Today, for just $19.95, we're offering listeners the three-piece Proactive MD system with free shipping, plus a free gift, the new charcoal pore cleansing brush. Get this exclusive offer by calling now, 1-800-583-8662, or go to proactive.com. And enter promo code radio. You heard right. Proactive MD plus free shipping and a free gift, the new charcoal pore cleansing brush. You'll get all this for just $19.95 and their 60-day money-back guarantee. You're guaranteed to get clear and stay clear, or you get your money back. Call now, 1-800-583-8662. That's 1-800-583-8662. Or go to proactive.com and enter promo code radio. Again, go to proactive.com and enter promo code radio.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original and most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
My pappy said, son, you're going to drive me to drinking if you don't stop driving that hot rod Lincoln.
Giving your radio a broadcasted tune-up, this is Auto World, and your host, Bob Long.
Have you heard the story of the hot rod race?
We're having lots of fun. When you get a chance, check out my website, autoworldradio.com. Of course, you can listen to the show not only live on your favorite affiliate station and around the world at GCNlive.com, but our network has great internet resources. You can listen to the show in podcast form, have that delivered right to your device. You can also listen in archive form, and that's a very easy way to listen as well. Or you can just listen to the show in kind of a never-ending stream of the past week in on-demand form. And you can even listen on the telephone if you're not near any devices, and there's just a phone with a tin can and a piece of string hanging on it, and you can get a dial tone, you can listen in. So check it out at GCNlive.com. Let's go back to the Daily Drive, which is Consumer Guide's daily dose of your tagline is a full tank of automotive news and commentary, and that it is. I was going to say the daily dose, but let's talk about the GMC Sierra C3. Now, a lot of people are really into trucks, but I think if you mention this to most, they would not be familiar with it.
No, I don't think they would be. And the simplest way to explain the C3 was that it was sort of a proof of concept vehicle for what eventually became the Denali version of the GMC Sierra pickup. But it was a little bit more than that. The C3 was launched in 2001, and it was a very high-end version of the Sierra pickup, but it had a couple unique features. One was the 6-liter V8, which at the time, a version of which was under the hood of the Corvette. But it also had a really unique and really advanced all-wheel drive system that was capable of apportioning as much as 100% of the torque to the front axle, which is a crazy thing to think about on a pickup truck. The commercial for this vehicle, which we link to from the blog post that we've got up right now, actually shows a GMC commercial that is demonstrating this vehicle on the track and suggesting that it's as sporty as European sports sedans, which is really an ambitious thing to claim for a pickup truck. But Yeah, this vehicle is really interesting, a little bit expensive, but unique exterior trim, unique interior trim, the bigger engine, the all-wheel drive system, just a lot of stuff here to really cap the Sierra line. It had a very short lifespan. It didn't go a full year. Sometime during the production run, they decided to call it the Denali, and they pulled ahead the end of the model year and started building Denali models ahead of time. And the 2002 Denali was famous, of course, for the availability of GM's quadrasteer all-wheel drive, I'm sorry, four-wheel steering system, which itself was very short-lived.
It seems like all of the four-wheel steering systems that had been tried in the marketplace pretty much have gone away. I know there are some vehicles out there. I believe the current 911 from Porsche has some variant of four-wheel steering, although it's not four-wheel steering in the truest sense. But there was a while there, I mean, the Dodge Stealth and Mitsubishi VR4, those were two cars that had four-wheel steering. There were a number of vehicles that had four-way steering for completely, well, I mean, they were synced front axle and rear axle, but nevertheless, four-wheel steering was in there for a while. Why do you think it's fallen off the radar screen?
I think the problem with it was perceived value, even though that most of the people who had a chance to drive these systems came away very, very impressed by them. I don't think that buyers ultimately saw the value, and they were generally packaged either in very expensive models or the option itself was just obscenely expensive. In the case of the GM pickup trucks, the first year that it was out, you had to buy a $4,500 to $6,500 package to get the four-wheel drive steering system. So the price was huge, and it was a shame because if you watch the commercials for the four-wheel steering system that GM had launched, and I think this was for the Chevy version, it demonstrated the incredible value while towing, especially while trying to park a trailer of the system. The truck was actually able to negotiate incredibly tight quarters with the system, but ultimately, yeah, the take rate was very, very low.
Yeah, there's no doubt about it. That's what happens, and then it goes on the chopping block. Our telephone number is 855-660-4261, 855-660-4261. It's an interesting question. The question comes out of North Carolina, and it's Peter, and Peter is interested in an older Jaguar. He's looking at the X-Type, the S-Type, and the XJ, and he wants to know, Tom, what would be our recommendations to him? Of course, there's a bit of difference in price between those three.
Yeah, I would think that if you were looking at an old Jaguar and you wanted something interesting, especially something that with unique styling, I like the S-Type a lot. It was a little bit cramped, and it was available with that 4-liter engine that was co-developed with Ford at the time that also found its way under the hood of the Thunderbird.
Yes.
Ford used a 3.9-liter version. I think Jaguar used a 4-liter, but it was a honey of a little engine. And the S-Type, though cramped, was actually beautiful inside and fun to drive. And you don't see them everywhere. If you can find one, actually, which might be the problem, that's kind of a nice car.
Yeah, and nowadays I know once in a while as I'm looking around at on AutoTrader or eBay Motors, they are out there. I don't see many R models out there. That was the high performance variant, which when you stop and think about it, had the same exact engine as the XJR, which I remember going on the launch of the 2004 was the first all aluminum XJs, and it was a particularly good launch by the public relations team at Jag, and I remember driving both the XJ and the XJR, and that's a vehicle I wouldn't mind owning myself. I mean, the lightness kind of gives it an Audi-esque feel, and that XJR is a pretty quick stealth sedan.
Yeah, it really is, and I imagine that those can be had reasonably affordably now.
Yeah, again, another one, not not as affordably as you would like, but they're slowly getting down there. Another one that we've talked about in the past, but I just happened to see one the other day as I do my fantasy shopping here. I saw a Bentley Continental GT, you know, and this is a car that originally cost at least $125,000, $135,000, $145,000, $150,000, maybe even more. And it was offered for sale at a used car dealership dealing in luxury and sporting vehicles for like $40,000. And that's like $100,000 off. Can you imagine that?
No, and even the earliest versions of that car were absolutely flat out wonderful. Twin turbocharged 6 liter V6 was, or 6 liter V12 was a honey of an engine. You had the standard all wheel drive. It was very sporty and beautiful, beautiful, beautiful cabin. It's an undeniably desirable vehicle.
Yeah, I remember having a test Continental GTC convertible for 3 days up in Boston, and definitely on my all-time favorite list of test drive vehicles. I mean, it's like a locomotive with incredible acceleration as well as stopping power, and you would never know that you were in a convertible either. Just a beautiful, beautiful vehicle. As we see more of these beautiful new vehicles become used vehicles in the years to come, there's going to be an awful lot of incredible rides out there for sale.
Yeah, and you wonder, too, if in fact we do make this move to autonomous driving and ride sharing, if there is a slightly reduced vehicle for consumer ownership, if vehicles like this are to become even more affordable than they are now, the used versions.
Wouldn't that be nice? Yeah.
Yes, it would.
Somebody said to me the other day, kind of an interesting analogy, and I somewhat agree with it. I don't exactly agree with it, but he said, you know, back in time, regular people rode horses and rich people drove cars, and now we're in the opposite. It's going to be regular people are going to be driving the autonomous cars, and only the very wealthiest are going to be able to afford to drive themselves in specialty vehicles. So it's going to be interesting to see what's going to happen. Well, Tom, I want to thank you as usual. Everybody, check on to consumerguide.com, and we thank you for your appearance here today. That's going to do it for this hour of all.
The J.C. Whitney Adventure 2018 Tour is traveling the country and visiting Jeep and truck events near you. And to honor veterans, active military, and first responders, J.C. Whitney is giving away the Adventure 18, Ram 1500 4x4, and other great prizes in the Pay It Forward sweepstakes. Visit blog.jcwhitney.com for details and enter today. Don't forget to use coupon code BOBADVENTURE18 for 20% off your next purchase at jcwhitney.com.
This is Don Jones, the old car guy himself. I'd like to invite you to come to my website, theoldcarguys.com. That's theoldcarguys.com. We probably have everything you need for your classic car. Parts, service, even insurance. So check us out at theoldcarguys.com or give me a call at 314-306-7507. That's 314-306-7507.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-261-9818 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-261-9818. Again, 800-261-9818.